I have tested several compounds with promising results, such as tannins, seaweeds, tributyrin, leonardites, and most recently I tested the biochar, and with really very interesting results. In general, when we speak about alternatives to antibiotics.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible.
Fortiva, creating ingredients for impact to support animal resilience and health. Learn more at FortivaImpact.com. Kemin invites you to optimize swine health and nutrition. Dive in at Kemin.com/swine. DietForge.ai, AI-powered feed formulation with non-linear ingredient modeling and real-time collaboration. Finally, modern software for modern nutritionists. Essential Ag Solutions, bringing innovative science-based solutions to livestock producers. Barnes is your trusted partner for Colon Plus FC, enzymes, yeast products, and macro minerals. To learn more, visit barnes-na.com/animal nutrition.
Welcome to the Swine Nutrition Black Belt Podcast, where we explore the science behind swine nutrition. I'm your host, Jorge Estrada, bringing you expert insights each week to deepen your knowledge. Today in our podcast, we have Dr. Luciana Rossi. Dr. Rossi, thanks for joining us. Dr. Rossi is an associate professor at the University of Milan. Good morning, Dr. Rossi.
Good morning, and thank you. For me, it's a pleasure to be here with you. As you told before, I'm a professor of animal nutrition at the University of Milan, in the Department of Veterinary Medicine and Animal Science in Lodi. And I'm a veterinary, and I have a PhD in biotechnology applied to animal science. And the most important focus of my research activity is related to innovative animal nutrition. And in particular, I paid attention on alternatives to antimicrobials and on functional ingredients and also edible vaccine, in order to reduce the use of antimicrobials in animal nutrition, particularly in pigs.
Excellent. I appreciate that introduction. And then, as you mentioned, today we're going to talk a little bit about alternative of antibiotics in pig nutrition. So that's appreciate that. So let's get going here. So why do you think is it necessary to use alternatives to antibiotics?
But in general, the first reason to use alternative to antibiotics is to reduce their use in order to counteract the increase of antimicrobial resistance. According to an important review on this topic, if we don't take action to counteract the antimicrobial resistance, by 2050, antibiotic-resistant infections could cause around 10 million human deaths annually, more than cancer. And so antimicrobial resistance is a global concern, and it should be addressed according to One Health approach, recognizing the interconnectedness of human, animals, animal and environment health. So, general, we cannot avoid totally the use of antibiotics, because antibiotics are essential for the treatment of bacterial infection that sometimes happen. And so, in other words, when an animal is sick, it's an ethical obligation to treat it with antibiotics. So the key if you is to use antibiotic in a responsible and prudent way. And in this context, animal nutrition plays a pivotal role.
Excellent. No, and with that being said, what do you think, you know, in your experience, what are some of the alternatives to antibiotics that have been studied and maybe that you have been working with?
I have conducted many research activities on the use of alternatives to antibiotics in pig farming. In particular, I focused attention on the weaning phase because, as you know, is the most critical phase. And it's the phase where antibiotics are most commonly used to counteract the enteric disease caused by E. coli pathotype. And in this case, I have tested several compounds with promising results, such as tannins, seaweeds, tributyrin, leonardites, and most recently, I tested the biochar, and with really very interesting results. In general, when we speak about alternatives to antibiotics, we can consider any substances, any compound that when added to the diet can promote animal health status and reduce the incidence of the disease. I tell this because we shouldn't think of these alternatives as compounds with a mechanism of action identical to antibiotics. They are completely different, and they are an heterogeneous group of compounds, natural compounds.
So maybe out of the series of different compounds that you have mentioned, which alternatives have shown the most promising results in your experience?
More recently, I focused the attention on the use of biochar. Biochar is a vegetable charcoal that is produced by a specific process called pyrolysis. That induce the carbonization of plant biomass at temperature over than 450 degrees in a low oxygen environment. And it at European level, biochar can be considered, can be included in the diet of the animals as a feed ingredient, not as additives, and I tested it in a diet in a percentage around in a percentage of 1%, and on more than 250 piglets, and weaned piglets, and I observed a significant reduction. After 28 days, I observed a significant reduction of the frequency of diarrhea. And as you know, enteric disorders during the weaning period are the first cause for the use of antibiotics. And this aspect was very, very interesting. Then biochar, according to our data, we observed also a reduction of protein excretion in the men or in the feces. And this aspect is very, very important because it is strictly related to the efficiency of the diet and from one point of view and from the other point of view, in this way we can reduce the impact of the manure. We also observed an increase of a reduction of oxidative stress in the blood and a modulation of intestinal microbiota with an increase of Lactobacillus species. It was very, very interesting.
WiseNetics turns podcast airtime into brand authority. We don't sell ads, we elevate voices. If you're ready to boost your authority in the industry, access wisenetics.com and speak with a brand authority specialist. Let's transform expertise into influence, starting now.
Excellent. No, and that's certainly that's a new technology that is not, you know, very, very well known out there. So it's good to hear something new that you guys are working with. Well, I mean, to close our interview today, I'd like to ask you one last question, which, you know, again, is might be too general, but in a general sense, what was the link between, you know, alternative of antibiotics and the sustainability of the swine industry?
So alternate to antibiotics are closely linked to sustainability in different ways. First of all, the reduction of antibiotics is the most evident that it's very, very important. But secondly, many alternatives are such as plant-based compounds, for example, tannins or algae, are natural feed additives, and also they are sourced from renewable resource. And for this reason, this can allow a reduction of environmental footprint. And then, in general, the use of alternatives can promote animal welfare and improve the perception of citizen of farming system, and this aspect could be absolutely positive.
Those are good insights, and again, Dr. Rossi, we really appreciate, you know, you joining our show today. Everyone, thanks for listening to the Swine Nutrition Black Belt Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us some comments. Join us in our next episode.